Neil Tolhurst is here from notollsct.org. And Neil, you were at the state capitol today for the governor's presentation, which I guess from the point of view of him presenting to the Senate Democrats was a non-event, but you guys had a nice little gathering going on there.
We sure did, Todd. It was great. On very short notice, we ended up with about 24 people, which actually outnumbers the number of Senate Democrats there are. There's only 22. And I think we even outnumbered the media people that were there. It was really good.
Well, I like the way you portrayed that. That's a very nice way to position yourselves as outperforming in attendance all the other groups who were there.
Yeah, it seemed like it. I didn't count all the media people, but I did go on the CGA website and count up the Senate Dems, and there's only 22. So it was really good. We had a great turnout, publicizing it through your show and some other shows, and also our internal group email really worked.
Well, it's so cool that people are willing to make that kind of effort, because it's kind of a bummer thing to have to do, to show up at the state capitol and hang around for a couple of hours waiting for an event to start and waiting for the governor to walk by. And even though you're there to protest him, you are also affirming his importance in the state, which is not fun to do either.
Well, yeah, you know, they didn't start on time and we did have to wait around, but all of the senators that walked by us, and the governor, and the lieutenant governor, all of them that walked by us, none of them would stop and talk. And Senator Haskell, rookie Senator Will Haskell, saw our gauntlet of people standing in the aisle on the way to the door to the room they were meeting in, and he ducked away from us and took the back way in.
Ah, profiles and courage from little Will Haskell.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, earlier you were talking with Frank Farriker, a fellow Democrat, and
yes.
One of the things that came up was this thing about the train users down in Lower Fairfield County. Well, it seems like this hasn't been publicized enough.
Actually, hold that thought for 1 second, Neil. We'll get a quick traffic and weather. We can get that thought from you. We can take some phone calls. We'll do it all coming up after we get a little traffic update from Mike Allen. Go ahead, sir. All right, Neil, I'm sorry. Finish what you were saying.
Oh, that's fine. Now back to the train riders going to and from Manhattan. Well, they keep talking about this is a user fee for driving on the highways and crossing over the bridges, and they want to put that on to Connecticut's drivers. And they want to shift money over from what they're going to collect from people driving on the highways and bridges over to train improvements. But where is the increased user fee for those train riders?
Yes, it's funny that people on both sides of the aisle are wanting to use the user fee terminology towards tolls, and then they want to violate the number one premise of user fees, that they be used for the thing they're being feed.
Yeah, there's no shortage of contradictions in this whole adventure.
All right, so anything else we need to know about today, Neil?
Well, there's a group called Move Connecticut Forward, which surfaced back in March or so, February, March, and it's a group that's construction companies and construction unions pooled together, contributing money for a big ad campaign they had during the last session.
Sure.
Well, now there's billboards up,
yep.
And there was also a truck circling the Capitol. I saw it when I first pulled in, and it's got these electronic billboards on both sides of the truck. It's a box truck, mm-hmm. And on the back of it. And there are a couple of people that captured pictures. I think it was Megan Brooks that got the pictures of that truck and its Rhode Island license plate.
Isn't that amazing, the Rhode Island plate? All right, thank you, sir. Good to talk with you, Neil, and congratulations on the good work today.